Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and today we need to have a brutally honest conversation. One that might make you feel a bit uncomfortable, but I think in a good way. So today is Friday, December 12th, 2025, and we are literally 2.5 weeks away from a brand new year. And I gotta be honest, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know what it is this year. I just haven't gotten into the Christmas spirit like I normally do, but I'm just letting myself be. Letting it be. Anyway, I'm off topic already. I need you to understand something. And the whole point of this is that 2026 is not going to look like this year. The rules are changing fast. And if you're not paying attention, you will be left behind. And it's just going to compound from there. I just got off a call yesterday with a business owner who told me something that should terrify every single person listening to this. He had downsized his team from 6 people to just him and one other person. Not because business was slow, but because AI made 5 of those positions obsolete. Let that sink in for a moment. 5 people gone, replaced by technology. And this isn't an isolated incident. This is happening everywhere in every industry right now. In fact, even at dinner tonight, my husband and I were talking about our local railroad, which where we live, there's the railroad's a pretty big employer. And there's a position that they had been trying to fill for a while that they haven't been able to fill. And then, in fact, they decided to not fill it because they're looking at getting AI built to fill this role. So it's happening. It really is. So today, we're not just talking about the cost of waiting to launch your someday idea, like as though we have plenty of time to get to it. We're talking about building our life so that we are surviving this transition. We're talking about whether your job is safe, whether your business model is sustainable, whether you're going to be relevant and profitable this time next year. Because here's the hard truth. If you keep doing what you've been doing exactly the way you're doing it, there's a very real chance you won't be doing it 12 months from now. Not by choice, but because the market won't support it anymore. Stick around because what I'm about to share might save your career and your financial future. Let's go. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Let me paint you a picture of what's happening right now, today, while you're listening to this. Someone just used ChatGPT to write all their marketing copy in 20 minutes. Someone else just used AI to design an entire brand identity for free. Another person just automated their entire customer service department. And somewhere, a business owner just realized they don't need to hire that graphic designer, that copywriter, that social media manager, or that virtual assistant anymore. If you're a service provider, a coach, a freelancer, a consultant, a VA, I need you to pay very close attention to what I'm about to say. Your skills are becoming commoditized right now, today. That thing you charge $2,000 for, AI can do a version of it for 20 bucks a month. And while it might not be as good as you are, at least not right now, it's good enough for most people. And it's getting better every day. I'm not saying this to scare you. Actually, I am saying it a little bit to scare you. Because if you're not scared, you're not paying attention and you will be left in a world of hurt. Let's talk about what's happening to coaches and service providers right now because it's not pretty. The market's oversaturated. There are thousands of coaches in every niche imaginable. Business coaches, life coaches, transformational coaches, health coaches, mindset coaches, Instagram coaches, Pinterest coaches, coaches for anything. And most of them are struggling to get clients. Why? Because the traditional one-on-one model is dying. Think about it from your ideal client's perspective. They can get AI coaching for free or nearly free. They could join a $47 a month membership with hundreds of people. they could buy a $97 course that gives them everything they need, or pay you $2,000 to $5,000 for one-on-one coaching. What do you think they're choosing? And here's the part nobody wants to talk about or admit. For a lot of people, those cheaper options are actually enough. They don't need your premium one-on-one attention. They need the information and maybe some light accountability and AI plus a course plus a community gives them that. So if your entire business model is built on trading time for money, doing one-on-one work and hoping to fill your calendar with high-ticket clients, you're building on sand and the tide is coming in fast. And here's something that's going to keep you up at night. Coaches are now creating AI versions of themselves. I just saw David Graham launch David.ai, literally an AI tool that answers questions about energy and spirituality using his exact coaching modality for a measly $20 a month. Actually, he even has a version that's less than that. It's a pay what you want. Think about what that means for a second. Someone can get access to his coaching methodology, his framework, his approach, 24/7 instant answers for 20 bucks a month or less. Now, David can get away with this because he already has a massive following. He's already established. He's already the authority. Creating an AI version of himself just gives him another revenue stream and serves more people at scale. But what about you? If you're a small coach with a small following, trying to charge $200 to $300 an hour for one-on-one coaching, how are you going to compete when the big names in your niche start doing this? Because they will, and they already are. Here's what's going to happen. The coaches with the big platforms and the big audiences are going to create AI versions of themselves. They're going to offer their coaching for $20 to $50 a month through AI, and suddenly, your ideal client, who was considering paying you $2,000 for a coaching package, has access to somebody more established, way more credible, for a fraction of the price. Why would they choose you? Now, I'm not trying to be mean, trust me. This is a reality I am facing too. I'm trying to wake you up to what is coming, because this isn't some distant scenario. This is happening right now, today. The window for small coaches is closing fast. If you don't have a unique methodology that can't be easily replicated by AI, or that you haven't replicated for yourself, a scalable offer that serves many people at once, a way to build authority and audience quickly, and multiple streams of income beyond one-on-one coaching, you're not going to make it. Full stop. The old model of hang out a shingle, get some one-on-one clients, build slowly over time is dead. By the time you build up that following, the big players will have already commoditized your entire niche with AI. This is why you need to move now. Not to build a traditional coaching business, but to build something that can't be automated. Something that can't automate you out of business. Something that leverages your humanity, your story, and your personal connection in a way that scales. Now, maybe you're listening to this thinking, well, I'm not a coach. I have a job. I'm fine. You need to wake up too. Because remember that business owner I mentioned who dropped 5 employees down to 1? Or the train station that was trying to replace a position with AI? That means that 5 people who thought they had job security are now looking for work. 5 in one move, in a market that's increasingly competitive and increasingly automated. And it's not just happening in one industry. It is happening everywhere. Marketing departments getting slashed because AI can do the work. Customer service teams being replaced by chatbots. Writers and designers losing contracts to AI tools. Analysts and researchers are being made obsolete by the hundreds. It's true. I recently also spoke to somebody who was in that field, and data analysts are going away. AI can do it better. Administrative roles are disappearing as systems get smarter. So even if your job feels secure today, ask yourself, could AI do 80% of what I do? Because if the answer is yes, your boss is probably asking that same question or his boss is, and they're looking at your salary and wondering if they really need to keep paying it. Here's what I know is coming in 2026. More layoffs as companies realize they can do more with less. More automation as AI tools get better and cheaper. More competition as displaced workers try to start their own businesses. More desperation as people realize their old strategies don't work anymore. Less tolerance for mediocrity as clients get more sophisticated. If you're not preparing for this right now, today, you are going to be caught flat-footed. And by the time you realize you need to pivot, it might be too late. I'm watching people who were making six figures 2 years ago struggle to make $3,000 a month now. Why? Because they didn't adapt. They kept doing the things that they were doing, charging the same way, marketing the same, delivering the same, and the market moved on without them. Let's get specific about what's happening to freelancers and coaches right now, because this is critical. I'm going to be honest, a part of me didn't want to produce this episode because I don't really prefer to use fear tactics, but at the same time, this is a reality that too many people are numb to. We're immune to it. We're just not thinking about it. And I decided it was worth it. And I'm doing you a disservice if I don't share this information. For freelancers, your clients are discovering they can get good enough work from AI for pennies. They don't need you to write their blog posts anymore. ChatGPT does it. Honestly, Wix even has a built-in blog writer. They don't need you to design their graphics. Canva AI does it and does it well. They don't need you to manage their social media. Buffer AI does it, and many other tools. There's just so many tools in each of those categories. Unless you're offering something truly specialized, truly strategic, truly irreplaceable, you're competing with basically free. And you can't win that fight. And not only that, but it's not worth it to try. For coaches, your potential clients are drowning in free content. They can learn everything they need to know from YouTube, podcasts, and free challenges. They can get accountability from free Facebook groups. They can get feedback from AI. So why would they pay you thousands of dollars for one-on-one coaching? The honest answer is many of them won't. Not anymore. The coaches who are still thriving, they're the ones who pivoted. They're the ones who built scalable offers. They're the ones who created courses, memberships, and group programs that don't require them to trade every hour for dollars. You want to know what really scares me? It isn't the technology, because technology is just a tool. What scares me is the number of talented, skilled, passionate entrepreneurs that I talk to on a week-by-week basis who are in complete denial about what is happening. They're still stuck 6 months ago, a year ago, 18 months ago. And God bless them, because I know they're still trying and they're doing the best they can. But the thing that scares me is what we think happened quickly in the last year since ChatGPT first launched, it's about to double, collapse. What happened in 1 year is about to happen in 6 months. And then what happened in 6 months will happen in 3 months. It's going to compound tightly, fast. So now is really, truly an important pivotal moment to be thinking about what you're going to be doing differently. So here's what I need you to ask yourself, and I mean really sit with this question. If you keep doing exactly what you're doing right now, the exact same way you're doing it, will you still be doing it this time next year? Not do you hope you'll still be doing it, not do you think you'll still be doing it, but realistically, based on the trends and the current marketing conditions and the state of the economy, based on all of the trends that I mentioned, will it still work? Because here's the thing, if the answer is no, or even if the answer is like, I don't really know, I'm not sure, then you don't have time to wait. You don't have time to just keep sitting there wondering or waiting to see how things shift. You don't have time to spend another year getting ready. You need to transform now. Here's the good news. I know it's been a lot of negativity here, but this is good news for you. You have something AI can never replace. You have your unique perspective, your specific experience, your personal story, your approach to solving problems. But you need to package it differently. You need to scale it differently. You need to deliver it differently. You need to turn your skill or your passion into a semi-passive business. Notice I said semi-passive, not fully passive, because fully passive is a myth, but semi-passive is doable. And what does semi-passive mean? It means you create something once and sell it many times. It means a course that people can take without you being present. A membership where you show up once or twice a month instead of every week. A group program where you coach 10 to 20 people at once instead of one at a time. Digital products that solve specific problems. A podcast or a YouTube channel that builds authority while you sleep. And in many cases, also money. It means you stop trading hours for dollars and start building assets, real business assets that generate income, whether you're working or not. I know this sounds dramatic, but I've been doing this for long enough to see the writing on the wall. And I'm connected with many people who are in real time showing me how quickly things are changing. Right now, today, you still have an opportunity to get ahead of this curve. You can still build something before everyone else catches on. You can still establish yourself as an authority before your niche gets completely saturated. But that window is closing fast. Every day you wait, someone else launches the course you were thinking about. Someone else starts the podcast you were planning. Someone else builds the membership you had in mind. Someone else claims the authority position you wanted. And every day you wait, AI gets better. The free content gets more comprehensive. The competition gets fiercer. The barriers to entry get lower for everyone else and higher for you. So earlier I talked about the cost of waiting, the money you're not making, the momentum you're not building, that confidence that you're not developing. But now you understand the real cost. The real cost is becoming obsolete, irrelevant, becoming replaceable. The real cost is waking up a year from now, or 6 months from now, or 3 months from now, and realizing you don't have a viable business anymore. You don't have job security. You don't have options. The real cost is watching other people who aren't as talented as you, who don't have as much experience as you, who don't care as much as you, thrive while you struggle because they adapted and you didn't. The real cost is looking back at this moment and realizing this was it. This was the turning point. This was when you could have made a different choice and you didn't. Let's take a moment and do a fun time travel exercise. Let's be really honest about what next December could look like for you if you take action now. Scenario one, you wait. You spend the next year doing what you're doing now, trading time for money, trying to fill your calendar, competing with AI and other service providers, watching your income slowly decline, feeling more stressed, more anxious, more uncertain every month. By December 2026, you're burned out. You're barely making enough to cover your bills. You're thinking about getting a real job again. Good luck if you can. And you're kicking yourself for not acting when you had the chance. Scenario two, you act now. You spent Q1 of 2026 building your first scalable offer. It's not perfect, but it's out there. You make a few thousand dollars from it. You learn a ton. You iterate. By Q2, you launch version 2.0 and it's better. You're starting to see consistent income and that doesn't require you to be present for every dollar. You come up with creative ways to add multiple streams of income. You have a course that sells while you sleep, a membership that provides recurring revenue, a group program that lets you impact more people in less time, and you're not worried about AI taking your job because you've built something that can't be automated. And more importantly, it's at a price that people are willing to pay for despite the ability to use AI. So which scenario do you want? Here's what needs to happen, and it needs to happen fast in the next 90 days, not in the next 12 months. Accept reality. Stop pretending everything is fine or getting yourself caught up in your to-dos or your You're scrolling on Facebook. Stop telling yourself you'll figure it out later. Stop watching everybody else do it and in your heart wishing you were the one doing it. Stop believing that if you just work harder at what you're already doing, it's going to work out. You'll manifest it. I'm going to be blunt, like as if I haven't been already. This is a pretty blunt episode, but it's about to get more blunt. If you're listening to this and thinking, yeah, that's interesting, but I'll deal with it later, or she's right, I need to give that some more thought. This can't be one of those things that you go, I need to give that some more thought, think about it for about the next 10 or 15 minutes, and then let it trail off into the sunset and get busy in your day-to-day. Entrepreneurs who survive and thrive in 2026 and beyond are the ones who see what's coming and act now. And by act, here's what you need to do. Book a clarity call. It's a simple step. It's going to be a messy situation for you. You're going to think, I don't have all the answers. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I'll just show up and I'll have no answers. That's actually okay. We can do a lot with that. Trust me. We can do a lot with that. Clarity is powerful. All I need to know is what is your skill and your passion, and I can help you. I can give you the roadmap. This isn't a fluffy strategy session where we talk about your dreams and your visions, and then at the end, I just simply say, and what's it going to be if you don't make that dream come true? And how much is that dream worth to you? That's not what we're doing here. This is a tactical, no BS conversation about whether your business is going to survive and what you need to do about it. Some of you are going to walk away from this call with a plan and you're going to execute it yourself. Others are going to realize you need support and we'll explore working together. Either way, you're going to walk away knowing exactly what you need to do and how much time you have to do it. Here's the thing. I only have a handful of spots left in December and early January, and I'm being selective about who I work with because I only want to work with people who are actually serious about doing this. If you're someone who's going to book a call and not show up, don't bother. If you're someone who's going to get advice and not implement it, save your time, my time. If you're someone who's looking for a magic bullet solution that doesn't require any effort or expanding your brain and learning new things, don't call me. If you're someone who sees what's happening, who understands the urgency and who's hearing me and saying, yes, oh my gosh, she's so right, get that call booked. Do it now and figure out what we're going to talk about later. Okay, that's okay. Because you know what's cool is when you book it, your brain is going to suddenly have curiosity. You're going to have questions and you will come to this meeting and it will be productive. I'm going to close with something that might sting even more. A year from now, you're going to be in one of two positions. You're either going to be thanking yourself for taking action today, or you're going to be kicking yourself for waiting. You're either going to have a business that's growing and scaling and giving you freedom, or you're going to be scrambling, stressed, and wondering why nothing is working. You're either going to be that person who saw what was coming and adapted, like many are doing right now, or you're going to be that person who's still trying to figure it out, still confused, not sure what to do, and now an even more saturated situation. And this decision about which person you're going to be, that decision, it gets made right now, in this moment. Push pause if you must, but don't do anything else until you decide who you plan to be. Not after you think about it, not after you feel ready. You're not going to feel ready, and that's okay. It doesn't mean it can't happen. I was just working with one of my clients in the Course Collective, and we were doing some deep coaching on her program, and I said something, and clarity happened. It just really happened for her, and it came through in our conversation. She's like, wow, this is really happening. You know what I heard in that moment? I heard she didn't think it was real yet. She signed up thinking, yes, this could happen. It's a good idea. But she didn't have it all figured out. And I want you to use her as an example for yourself. It's okay to not have it all figured out and to show up. Show up for yourself. Show up for your future. Show up for your family. 2026 is coming whether you're ready or not. These changes are happening whether you're ready or not. Why not be ready? use the link in the description to get right on my calendar. Or if you want to get a hold of me fast, text me. Here's the number, 302-271-7575. Now that's a Florida number because my business is based in Florida. I'm here in Idaho, as many of you know. But that is my phone number and it will come to me. I would love to help you. All right, that's all I have for you today. And listen, if this episode made you uncomfortable, that's good. That means you were paying attention. Book that clarity call. The link, you know, text me at the 302-271-7575 number. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, another coach, another freelancer, another service provider who's still operating like it's 2019, send them this episode because we got to spread this message. Too many people are in the dark. We've got to wake everyone up. Our friends, our loved ones, the people we care about, they need to have a plan and we are going to get there together. We're 2.5 weeks away from a brand new year. Make sure you're not bringing the same old problems into it. Get on my schedule. Let's have that simple conversation so that you can thrive in 2026 and beyond. Until next time, bye for now.